Now, this is Morris Topolsky, 842 North St. Clair Street, being interviewed by Florence Rosner. Okay, now, the first question, Uncle Morris, is about your home in Europe. They want to know where you lived, what country, what town.
I was born in Skvira, S-K-V-I-R-A. That's in Ukraine, in Russia.
All right, that was part of Russia when you lived there.
In Ukraine, yeah.
Okay.
Near Kiev.
Near Kiev. Mm-hmm. Was this a little village or a good-sized town?
A fairly good-sized town.
All right. What kind of a house did you live in?
We lived in about a three-room house. A house by itself. It was sitting in a fruit orchard. It was a big fruit orchard, and our house was on the edge of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did people own houses? Did they own their own houses, or was?
Well, see, my dad used to work for a rabbi,
mm-hmm. and
the house belonged to the rabbi.
Oh.
See.
All right. Now, your family that lived in the house, brothers, sisters.
Well, I have two sisters.
All right. This is Bess and Rose. All right, now, are they older, younger?
Younger than me.
They're both younger than you
yes.
are. Okay. You were the only boy.
Yeah.
You understand. All right. Now, this question is, what kind of work did you do? How old were you when you came here? You were too young.
I became 13. On the boat over, I was 13 years old, so
all right.
I hadn't done any work. I went to school there.
All right, so it was be your father, and you say he worked for a rabbi.
Rabbi.
What kind, like his assistant? His
no, he was. It's hard to describe, but he was like Billy's, almost like what Billy's doing now. He was a program director, but you know, you don't. He used to go out and make arrangements for the rabbi to go and visit all the different cities in the surrounding, all quite a few, you know, a lot of big cities, and he would make the arrangement for the rabbi to come, you know, make like place for him to stay and where to eat and mm-hmm. who to meet and so on and so forth.
All right. What language was spoken in your house?
Yiddish. Yeah, I spoke Russian, but wasn't spoken in the house.
All right.
You know.
Right. What kind of schooling did you have?
Well, I went through what they call the filature, say a public school.
Mm-hmm. What grade were you when you left?
I finished.
Oh.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to gymnasium, which is a high school,
mm-hmm.
but we never got around to it because we left the city.
All right. Now, this is on the synagogue.
An interesting sideline on that. In order for me to get into school, I had to take an exam.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to have the highest grades in order to make it. The first time I tried, I missed by one point, and I didn't get in because I was Jewish. You know?
Oh.
And the second time, I made it, see. And I guess I was about 9 years old.
All right, but then you never did go on from...
Well, I finished the Yeshiva, mm-hmm. but I never went to the gymnasium mm-hmm. because we left the city.
All right. Now, this is on the synagogue. Was there a synagogue near your home?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, oh, well, of course, if your father worked for the rabbi, it was right there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they want to know, what was the synagogue like?
Well, the only thing I can say to you is real Orthodox. That's,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, because this was a Hasidic rabbi, see?
Yeah.
So it was real Orthodox.
All right. How would you compare it in size? Was it a little shul?
Well, it's hard to say. See, this was situated in a court, all by itself. It was all, and the synagogue was part of that court, one branch of it, you know. But it held maybe 200-300 people at the very most. I'd say about 200 people.
All right.
What happened was that, especially during holidays, a lot of these Hasidim used to come from all different mm-hmm. sections to the rabbi, you know, and that's so.
What were your relations with the non-Jewish people in the town? Did you have anything to do with them?
Outside of going to school, not too much. A little bit. I told you we were a fruit orchard, and we also, there was a lot of hay and some vegetables grown there. And the goyim used to come in
mm-hmm.
and cut the hay
mm-hmm.
and pick the vegetables and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there was some connection, but not a whole lot. Of course, there was a Russian church almost across the street from us, too.
Oh.
I always used to be afraid to go by, you know. Sure. I was scared.
All right, well, you weren't really in the middle of the town then, were you?
I would have to say more on the edge of the
town.
Yeah.
Now, were there any political organizations that you remember that your father might have belonged to?
No.
Zionist one?
No,
socialist,
nothing
like that?
No.
All right. They asked, what was the relationship of the government of your country to the Jews?
Well, I don't know how to tell you that. It wasn't too good.
Yeah.
That's all.
All right.
That's what I want to tell you.
Did you hear of America? What things did you hear? What did you think about America?
Well, we used to hear because my father's people had already gone to America.
Oh.
So naturally, we corresponded. They wanted my dad to come out, but he only went for a visit. He had all intentions of coming back.
Oh, really?
But he never did.
All right, but America sounded how to you?
Well, this I can't. I can't recall what the correspondence was.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known.
All right. Now, why did you leave?
Well, mainly because of my possible service in the army.
Mm-hmm.
My father was afraid I'd have to serve, and he didn't want me to.
This would have been for on the side of Russia during what? Would this have been for the First World War?
First World War, yes. In fact, I got here 6 months before it started. My mother got here 2 weeks before it started. 2 or 3 weeks.
All right, so you came to avoid the draft in Russia, the army.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they want to know why you came. All right. What was the year then that you came?
1913, mm-hmm. I arrived here.
All right. And you came, what, with your father? And the girls and your mother stayed behind?
No, they stayed. Yeah. See, my mother had pneumonia just then. She was very sick and couldn't travel. So she came 6 months later.
Now, when you came here, did you have a definite destination?
Yes.
Or to come to Pittsburgh?
That's right.
Why?
Because my father's people were all here.
Oh, okay. Were you part of a group traveling together, or did you
no.
and your father, you came
no.
alone?
No.
All right. How did you get from your town to the boat?
Well, I don't recall exactly where we crossed the border, but we did go to Berlin. And from Berlin, we went to Bremenhaven, or
mm-hmm.
Bremen was called then, Bremenhaven. That's where we...
How did you get... to Berlin and to Bremen. Did you travel
by train? By train, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you had money and you went
yes, we traveled
as passengers.
Second class. We didn't travel, mm-hmm. you know, like...
All right, and on the ship, how did you travel? Were there different classes?
Yes, we were second class.
Second class.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Not steerage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We were...
What did second class mean? Did this mean that you had your own private room to sleep in?
Oh, yes. Everything was private, yes. Everything was, sure. There was first class and second class, but the poor people were all, we were poor, but anyhow, they were all down
mm-hmm.
the lower deck, see?
Now, they want to know who met you, whether it was an individual or relatives or someone,
no
or an organization?
No, I think the Hayas may have met us, but I can't recall.
Where did you come in? Where did you go? Into New York?
New York, yeah. Ellis Island.
All right. but you don't really remember that. They want to know what objects or papers, things, did you bring with you to the United States? Do you know? Did you bring things, that belongings from home? Or was everything sold or left
not
behind?
Not too much. Some clothing and a couple of things like books, I suppose, a few. My mother brought some things later on, but nothing too big.
Do you remember, do you know, were there birth certificates? Was there such a thing?
No.
No. Because Aunt Yetta had mentioned this, and I wondered, you know.
The only thing I know, my father had birth marked down someplace in the book, and I can't never find it anyhow. And that's as much as I know.
Is your name the same as it was in Europe?
No.
What was it there?
It was Tripolsky. T-R-I-P-O-L-S-K-I.
All right. And why was it changed?
The people, his people here changed it. And so we changed it also.
Okay.
And then it was.
I was changed to Tripolsky. Well, that's not worse.
Well, I don't know.
It's very similar, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what first impressed you when you came to the United States?
I suppose the size of the buildings and things like that, you know.
When you landed in New York.
When I landed in New York, and I suppose maybe we saw Negroes, you know, or colored people for the first time. And also, I can recall the very first thing that I was surprised at was a banana.
Yeah, Aunt Yetta mentioned that, too. I guess there were no bananas.
No bananas. There was no tropical fruit in Russia.
All right, now they want to know what first impressed you when you arrived in Pittsburgh, after you came to Pittsburgh.
The only thing I can recall was the weather. It was real cold.
Oh.
It was in December.
All right, but you were used to cold weather, weren't you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. In Russia, it started to snow about, the 1st of November or something like that, you know. And when once it snowed, the snow stayed on the ground up until April, about the 15th of April. Never, no more, that's all, you know. The weather was beautiful there. I mean, it was gorgeous. No comparison. There was no changeable weather. You know, once in the summertime, it got warm and it stayed hot. But that's another story.
They want to know if you remember your first day in Pittsburgh. What was it like?
No, I don't.
You don't remember. All right. Did you, when you came to Pittsburgh, you said you had family here. Your father had family here.
Yes, that's right.
So would they maybe have met you when you arrived in Pittsburgh?
At the train here, yes.
Okay.
Right.
Now, this is concerning the first 5 years in Pittsburgh. Was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you during this first 5 years, during those early years? Of course,
well,
now you were a kid.
Yeah, it's hard to say. We did not have living quarters as, well, it's hard to say because we lived in a house by ourselves in Europe, whereas here we took rooms, you know, and they weren't very nice rooms, and we lived maybe we slept three in a room, sometimes on the floor, and things like that, you know. It wasn't too comfortable. And my father had a hard time getting a job, you know, because he wasn't used to working. Couldn't work for a rabbi here, see? So it was difficult. I went to work when I was, I guess it was about 16, and when I was going to high school, and I worked ever since, you know. I went to work before I was 16. I used to help out with the cigar making and things like that, but I was only about 14 or 15.
So was that like after school?
Yes, yeah, after school.
All right. Was there any point during the first 5 years when you felt that you were treated unjustly because you were an immigrant? You know, did you feel people weren't nice to you because
No.
You probably didn't have that much to do with other people, did you?
I didn't, I'll tell you. See, especially in my, I can recall my high school days. You know, It took me about 4 years to go through public school. I started in the first grade, and it took me about 4 years to make public school, see. And maybe 3 and a half, I don't know. And then when I went into high school, almost immediately, I went to town and I got a job in the theater. And as soon as I got out of the school, I'd go right to town, and I was there until 11:30 at night. So I actually had no time to do anything but study and work, you know. Yeah.
Did you work on Saturdays, on Shabbos?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Even though your father was so religious,
well,
this was...
going to school in Russia, in a Russian school, was already a big thing, you know, because most Jewish children did not go to school. They went a lot. Because, you know, they had... This is a religious school, you know. Mm-hmm. And when they had religious services, I used to have to go out, you know. So it was... But my dad insisted I go to school, and of course I did.
All right, but he didn't. But he did allow you to work on
yes.
Shabbos. All right. Now, after you were here for 5 years, did you feel that this was a good place? Now, the question here is: did you feel that you had accomplished or would eventually accomplish your goal in coming here? Now, that's a funny question. Yeah,
because
you were a child.
I had no goal to
yeah.
It, you know.
I think this would have been true of people coming here who
the
were older.
The only thing I can tell you that it was bad on my part, I wanted to go to college. I didn't want to, but my people wanted me to go to college, and I couldn't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't go. See? It would have been good if I would have made it, but I never did.
All right. Now, where was your first home in the Pittsburgh area?
You mean the street?
Yeah, I guess.
Corner of Webster and Manila.
Webster and Manila.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is in the hill.
That's in the hill.
All right, what did you have there? What was it, a house that was rented,
no,
an apartment,
my
a room?
My grandfather had an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
We lived with him.
Mm-hmm.
It was only for a short time until my mother came.
And then what did you have?
And then we moved to Miller Street.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the downstairs, first floor apartment for ourselves.
And how long were you there? Did you live there? Do you remember?
On Miller?
Yeah.
I would say about 5 years, 4 or 5 years. I can't remember exactly. Then we bought a house on Wick Street.
Wick Street?
Wick,
okay.
Yeah.
Do you know how your parents got a house or an apartment? Did they go to an agent, or did you hear about it through friends? You don't know how?
Yes, I can.
All right. Now, what kind of work did you do this when you first came here? Now, this I think you've already answered with work after school.
Yeah.
Although I don't remember if you said what you did after you graduated from high school.
Well,
when you got out of high school.
I went to work in a produce yard for a man named Kellerman. I worked in the office.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do any work, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the yard. And I had a pretty good job, but he went broke. He wound up, that's when your dad was, I was working for this man. I was what they call a transportation man. He used to direct the cars from all over into
mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh. But your dad and my boyfriend, who was Morris Burgess, were partners at the time. And they used to come in and buy from us. We had what they call an auction. And used to buy carloads of produce, see? So that's the first time I met your dad, you know.
And was it through you that Aunt Yetta went to work in the produce yard?
No.
Now, do you remember on any of these jobs how much money you earned? Have any idea?
Well, when I worked at the theater, let me see, I don't recall too well. I suppose I made about between $15 and $20 a week.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went to work for Mr. Kellerman, I made quite a bit of money. I was making around $70 a week or something like that, $65, $70 a week. But I used to work a lot of overtime. I used to work day
and night. Yeah, well, they want to know here what kind of hours.
I worked overtime quite a bit, and so I put in a lot of hours. That's when I worked for
Like what time would you show up in the morning?
Well, generally about 8:30, see.
And what time did you go home?
Maybe four times a week I stay until 10 o'clock at night, see. Depending on how much work. I did all the work. I didn't know, well, to tell you the truth, I didn't know anything about this work. I just learned it as I went along. And the thing started out with a $10,000 business here and wound up in a $10 million corporation. That's why the guy went broke. He couldn't get enough merchandise to sell, see? We started with just the city of Pittsburgh, and we had an auctioneer come in here and work for us. And it wound up with about 20 cities throughout the country on a wire service. And the auction would run, and all the cities would bid for, oh, it was terrific. The guy made Time Magazine. And he couldn't speak a word of English or sign his name. Well, that's another story.
Yeah.
But, so I worked a lot of hours there.
Now, here they want to know if you worked on Saturdays and Jewish holidays.
No, well, it's Jewish holidays.
No.
I never worked, but
no.
Saturdays, yes.
Okay. How long were you with him in the produce yard? Kellerman, was that his name?
Kellerman, yeah.
Yeah. How long were you with him?
I can't recall. It's around 4 years, maybe. 3-4 years.
Now, this is about trade unions. You would not
no
wouldn't have
with them.
No,
nothing like that.
All right. If you could go back, is there any kind of work that you would go into if you were, you know, back a young man again now? Knowing what you do about this country, would you have worked in the produce yard, or is there something else?
Well, the job.
Of course, you were saying that you wanted to go to college.
That's another story.
Yeah.
But this job that I had with Kellerman was, I think, the most fascinating I ever had. It had tremendous possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
But,
after he went broke, that's when you left him.
Yeah, after I was
yeah.
No
what did you do after that?
I didn't work for maybe a year and a half, 2 years. I didn't work at all. Then I became an insurance agent.
Okay. All right. I wonder how you learned to speak English. This was in school.
I started the very first grade.
Yeah. All right. In school, there were Gentile classmates. Were
right.
you friends with any of them?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you go around with them after school or
well,
outside
yes.
of school at all?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. All right, so you felt they were nice to you and...
Oh, yes, we were friendly and never had any difficulty.
All right. Now, you may have been beyond this. I don't know. It says, did you go to Hayter after regular school hours?
No, no, no.
Right.
I had all my Hayter in Europe.
In Russia.
In Russia,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. They wonder if you liked music. If you ever went to an opera or a concert.
Yes, yes. Mostly classical.
You didn't play any musical instrument.
Well, I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
What'd you play, Uncle Morris?
No good.
What'd you
violin.
Play? The violin. Okay, I never heard anybody mention
it. I said you wouldn't brag about it. This was awful. I was about the worst violin student there ever was. But, you know, my parents insisted, and so I... Yeah.
All right, so you liked music, and you were...
Oh, yes. Music I liked.
Music.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to the Yiddish theater?
Many times.
All right. Where was it here?
Well, there was some in the Labor Lyceum, and there was, of course, most of it was the Syria Mosque, and some of the YMHA.
Oh. All right, there wasn't a separate Yiddish theater?
Well, the Labor Lyceum was called a separate theater, see.
Okay.
But the majority of plays used to the big plays always came to the Syria Mosque.
Oh.
See? And some of the others came to the Y.
Where was the Labor Lyceum?
On Miller Street.
On Miller Street.
It was right across from our school.
All right. Did you ever go to the public library in Pittsburgh?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Where was the...
On Wiley Avenue.
On Wiley Avenue.
Yeah.
All right. Do you remember what Pittsburgh newspapers you read?
Oh,
I didn't remember that.
The Dispatch.
Yeah. The Dispatch.
The Press, the Sun, the Telly, And the Post. Yeah, it was a Gazette, too, I think. Yeah. It must have been at least six papers. These were
that
separate,
many,
you know.
Yeah.
Well, I sold newspapers when I was a kid, and I handled only the afternoon, and I had four different papers. So there must have been 7 to 8 newspapers in the city. I handled four. Oh, the Leader. It was a Leader, too. I handled the Leader, Dispatch, the Press, and the Telegraph. I think those were the four.
This was before you were old enough to work in the theater after
That's
school.
Right. That's when I was going to public school.
All right. Okay.
I worked almost from the minute I got here, practically, you know.
Now, this I think would apply more to somebody that came when they were older. It says, when you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person? If so, in what ways were you religious? I suppose you were religious as your father taught you to be. Is this, I don't know.
Well, I was never too religious.
Oh, no.
Person, no. Excepting that, of course, you know, I respected my father, and I went to synagogue mostly because mm-hmm. he went. But I was never...
Oh, you weren't really as religious as he was then.
No. And I'm not now either, so...
Did you change any of your religious practices during your first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
I doubt it.
Did you attend a synagogue here in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Where was it?
On Miller Street. Everything was on one street.
What was the name? Do you remember?
We called it the Russians.
The Russians. Sure. All right. They wonder, what was it like?
Well, to be exact, there were two shuls, one mm-hmm. right next to each other. Mm-hmm. One was a big shul, that was, Hausenblum was the head there, see? Mm-hmm. And one was a smaller shul, and we attended the smaller shul.
How frequently did you attend?
At least once a week, right. And sometimes more, you know.
Okay. I wonder if you carried on any observances in your home. Now, this would really be whether your parents
did.
Oh,
naturally, yeah. Sure. And they were real Orthodox.
Yeah. Right. Did you experience any change in health due to climate, food, when you first came to Pittsburgh?
No.
Where did you go for medical care in Pittsburgh? Now, I think what this means is, did you go to a private doctor, or did any of the Jewish agencies have medical programs for people?
No. If there was anything like that, we had a private doctor.
Now, they wonder what was the first organization you belonged to. Now, they list things like synagogue, Talmud Torah, Zionist group, labor group, socialist. Do you remember anything like that?
No, I didn't belong. I never belonged, and I don't yet, excepting I belong to a synagogue. Mm-hmm. That's all. But I did not join any organization.
All right. The next question here is, did you belong to some organizations that were set up to give charity? Did any of these organizations give you boxes, the pushkies, to save money?
Well, there used to be people come here, you mm-hmm. know, that leave a box and mm-hmm. we would contribute. And I belonged to the Hebrew Shalom for a while, but not too long.
All right. Now, this is during your first 5 years, say, in this country. They want to know if you contributed in any other way. Now, here again, you would have been too young
yes.
to be giving...
Charity or anything
charity,
like that?
Yeah, no. Would your father have given, or would he have felt he needed to have people give to him?
No. I would say my father would contribute. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where did you go to have a good time? Where did you and your friends...
I had no time to have a good time. I told you. I used to work 6 days a week.
And on Sunday, you didn't work?
On Sunday was the only day I didn't work.
All right.
And you know, it's a funny thing. I worked for a Gentile, an Irishman. and he was a bachelor. I and three of my other schoolmates all worked for him. See, I started. I was the first one. I brought the others in. Later on, I had about six or seven. And on Sunday, he used to take us out for dinner. We used to often take a ride in one of the big limousines that used to park on Smithfield Street, go out for a drive. And later on, we'd go to Williamsburg.